Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug LaSalve, and Vaughn with you. On the radio program, and you know where we're going to be a week from tonight is Hot Shots in Webster, Jack.
Oh, that'll be fun.
We have, I think, two of the next 3 weeks, or two of 3 weeks, we have TMA Lives.
Have we?
Yeah.
Where's the other one?
On the 9th of November. I'll be gone till November. Wyclef. We have a TMA Live.
He asked where?
Yeah, I know.
Another Hot Shots?
You were avoiding and evading.
Oh.
I did the go until November thing. Okay. That was fun. That was
pretty
fun.
Sure Edwardsville, right?
Edwardsville.
Yeah, oh, the Beer Cast will be at that one.
And you like that?
Yeah. I don't like the drive to Illinois, but I know the Beer Cast will come to the Illinois one, so.
And you like Lady Beer Cast?
I like both of them. They're great people.
Would you participate in an MMF with them?
Without a doubt.
Oh, wow, Lord. And wow, and wow.
Wouldn't even be a hesitation on that.
Wow.
Does Mr. Beer Cast get a say in that?
Well, in order to have an MMF, he would have to, wouldn't you?
But Plowboy, can't you get cucked?
Yeah, but you also have to be willing to be cucked as well. It can't be a surprise. Oh, hey, I forgot you're cucking me tonight, bro.
I have a friend that can't happen. I had a friend that got in trouble for that.
For cucking people?
No, it was a swinger situation at Hedo.
Isn't everybody a swinger at Hedo?
Well, yeah, but he wasn't familiar with the swinging situation.
Okay.
And so there was a threesome there. And then when he got home, this couple was from St. Louis. And the husband was out of town, and the wife called and said, you want to come over? And they did it. And then he thought that was swinging. And the husband found out and got pissed. And I said, no, swinging, the husband has to be there or know about it. That's cheating.
That's just a blatant side situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he pled ignorance. I thought that was swinging.
So he was being serious? He really didn't know?
Yeah, he really didn't know. He thought it was okay because he did it once with the husband there. Then when they got home, he did it with just the wife, and he thought that was okay. And I said, no, that's not swinging.
And the wife has no blame in this.
Right, of course.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah.
So then what wound up happening?
He apologized, and they worked it out.
The husband walk in on him and see this?
No, she felt guilty and told him that happened and threw the guy under the bus, and he felt bad because he didn't know he was doing anything wrong.
Yep, those Astros, they got their work cut out for them.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're tough at home, though. I look for them to bounce back.
Furlander on the bus.
So the moral is just check out the swinging.
And the rules are different. The rules are different everywhere else than they are.
Know what it means, yeah.
And also, Aaron Judge is heating up, so if you have a chance to give him the intentional, unintentional, you know, intentional walk, just do it.
Give
him
the Annie Oakley.
Yeah. Beercat says I can be in Kirkwood about as fast as I can be in Edwardsville, but I'll do my best to be there. But I would just assume he's much closer to Edwardsville than he is Kirkwood.
I would too.
Doug, I don't understand.
I don't know exactly where Oakleyville is, but maybe it's much farther south.
Southeast. I remember when we drove to Nashville, I've told the story, I'm sure Beercat has heard me say it, but I thought we were like halfway to Nashville. I'm like, oh my God, there's Oakleyville.
Oh, wow. Well, are you sure that he's talking about getting to Kirkwood for the live appearance, or could it be for Iggy's suggestion?
Wow.
It sounds like he was in his car starting it up saying, hey, I could be in Kirkwood if
sounds
you want right
good
now.
To me. I'm going.
You got a patio.
Well, I'm just lazy. I mean, they've invited me to the pool over the summer, and I didn't go because that's like a day's drive.
You know, you're not going there for the threesome, but if they come to you, you'd accept it.
That's why I feel bad if somebody wants to meet me for something, Iggy, and they're doing me a favor, like something for Gobble Bowl. Iggy, I have this for you. Where do you want to meet? Well, let's just meet at, you know, where Westport Plaza is at.
And
that's
2 minutes
like
from
two
your
seconds
house.
From my house and 45 minutes from theirs. Okay, I'll meet you there.
I imagine if he called and said, hey, we're ready to swing, but we kind of don't want to leave home base.
I'd drive for that, yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
And I'm glad we cleared that up.
What about the ball sacks? Would you go to the peninsula? I think the peninsula is closer than Oakleyville.
Yeah, it's, I would drive there. They have no interest. Well, either this beer cast. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, have you asked?
Hypothetically, if the ball sacks called me and said, we want to have a threesome, I'd be in my car in 2 seconds.
Would you?
But
the show's not over yet.
You and Carly might be witness to lesbianism. That Lady Gaga show on November 16th.
Possibly. Well, we'll be next to two of them.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It's people sitting at a concert. What's going to happen?
No, we'll be standing all night. There's no chairs down in the general admission on the floor.
There aren't?
Nope.
So you'll be dancing, too.
Well, I'm sure we'll be some hopping around.
Swaying to the music.
Would you let Carly sit on your shoulder so she couldn't see?
Right, now you're going to get into it?
I'm kidding.
Why don't you just go in?
Have my helmet on.
The only one I can trust that won't say it is Tim. Tim will stay out of it.
Doug the Omerta.
All right, yeah. That was my only one. I'm sorry, Iggy.
This is Big L.
Oh, hello, Al. Hello, Big L.
Hey, morning, gang. Hey, you can trust me, Iggy. Hey, Iggy, I pulled you out of the grease yesterday because my son saw your post on the fan pin and he thought you were serious. So I had to back him off the limb. I'm like, no, don't get mad at Iggy, because he was just joking, because he was supposed to be there with Cletus yesterday at The Rock, and I had Cletus film my bombs. So he backed off.
What are we talking about, Big Al?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are we talking about, Big Al?
On the fan pin, Iggy said he's glad he missed out on yesterday when what's his name put my video on the fan pin.
Oh, you hitting
now
a,
I know.
You hitting a
now I know.
You hitting a driver from a buck 20.
Yeah, he was mad because he thought you were serious.
No,
so I was like,
serious.
Back down.
No, if Cletus would have been on time, I would have played. He was going to be late, and I said, I can't play that late.
I know. I told him. I backed him down because he gets all mad when the true people on fan pin who really mean what they say about me get on there. He's ready to tear their heads off. So all you enemies of mine, you best watch what you say, because my son and Big Hurt and everybody else is sitting there monitoring everything you say. So you better watch out, because I may be old and fragile, but I got peoples. You know what I'm saying? I got peoples. Hey, how about them Yankees, Cat?
They're trending upward.
I know, and I'm rooting for them.
You hire leg breakers? You hire leg breakers?
Doug, do you hire people to monitor the fan page?
No.
No, I don't hire them. They do it for free, Doug.
This is the muscle that you hire.
Why don't you just get on there and just get
that'd be great.
No way. I'd be divorced in 2 weeks or have people hurt every night.
Why would you be divorced?
You'd be hearing leg snaps and everything else on there, because there's some serious morons on there that mean every word they say. And you know what I say to you all? Suck it. You never say it to my face at the remotes. Every time I'm at the remotes, you don't come up and stand in front of me and say stuff like I did to Clay Travis when he big-timed me, and I had to say, hey, by the way, welcome to my town. So there.
Put him in his place.
Well, I mean, you are, in fairness to the audience, when you walk in, you are heartily booed every time. So people do that.
And you're right, Timmy. And you know what? After that, I don't buy a drink the rest of the night. And people come up and I'll go, hey, you are the one that told me to drink bleach. I know, I love you, Big Al. What do you want? So that's how it goes down. So,
Doug, that's how
it works. Does that hurt your feelings when people boo you when you walk into a
bar? No way. Unless they really, truly mean it and they have, like, deceit and bad intent in their heart. Because if anybody out there is taking me serious and think, you know, that I'm just whatever, then suck it, because I'm having fun.
Big Al, I think most people do like you. I really do. I think part of your is that you play the villain. But
how
people
can you not like
right.
You're a
good guy. And I love that part.
Yeah.
But if anybody's dead serious and they ever want to meet me outside of the remote, I'll be there. Just tap me, baby.
But next Wednesday, like, or next Thursday at Hot Shots.
I'll be there.
There's no
just
tapping.
Tap me on the show. Just tap me on the
over someone
like
taking
twisters.
A shot at you on the fan page, you're going to fight someone? It's not worth
no,
it.
No, I say, if anybody's got a true issue with me, I'll be there. Just tap me on the shoulder and do like Twister and say, hey, you want to go? And we'll go.
You've been in a lot of barroom brawls,
haven't you? I've been in a few, and I'm Toby Keith. I'm good once, as I always was. They underestimate me,
Big
just
Al,
like my
you
golf game.
Didn't you get in a fight with a 6'8 guy from Jamaica at Fairmont Park? Wasn't that you?
Me? No.
Oh, I thought you told that story.
I body slammed him and he ran off.
Okay.
So there was no fight to it. And he won't show his head again because I'm always over there, aren't I, Doug?
Well, the one time I've been there, you were there. Yeah, you're everywhere.
Darn right.
Everywhere
quite
I
a
go,
witness for that.
Darn right. One jockey got sick. I almost got the spot ride one time. That'd have been fun.
You're too heavy. You're too heavy.
I know. But that's okay. They had it all bet on me.
Well,
my comment
yesterday was more the fact that thank God I wasn't there, not because you were hitting a driver from 120.
I know.
But it seemed like
it's
there were
okay,
seven people in that group's
Yeah, I know.
It would have been
Cletus wanted me
round.
To play, but my other friend was coming, so I couldn't. But I was going to play with Cletus, but I wished him well in the thing tomorrow. So
who do you think will win? Who do you think will win, Jay or Cletus?
Jay.
Wow.
Jay got game, yep. Right?
Cletus That's has game too.
And that, and you know why else? Because Iggy's on the bag.
I'm on Cletus's bag. So you're saying I'm a terrible caddy?
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Jail sure win. Iggy's on the bag.
Wow. Bag.
Well, I haven't lost a match that I'm caddying yet.
Well, I know, Iggy, but that's okay. You're due. That's like the Astros. So, you guys have fun. I'm heading to Normandy. Anybody want to fight? I'll be out there all day, too.
Okay, you're going to take your brass knucks.
Dougie's gone.
All right. He's a brawler, basically, is what he is.
Guys, I'd love to take Big Al to Castlewood this weekend. We can walk the trail, see the trees, maybe push his ass off a cliff or down and drown him in the Merrimack. See where it takes us. Thanks. That's from Royce Clayton.
He had a driver from 120.
Did he get there? Did he hit it 120?
It was way right. Well, thanks.
His backswing doesn't really go that far back.
No. Well, as you get older, you're less flexible. Maybe that's it.
His legs don't move either.
Fall time is here. Perfect for pumpkin spice bleach, Big Al. Thanks. That's from Dogtown Astrofan.
But will these people speak up at the next live event?
And meet him in the parking lot, right by Groans, Groans Cafeteria.
Different story there.
Maybe Royce Clayton will come and tap him on the shoulder and say, here's some pumpkin spice bleach, Big Al.
You imagine one of the CJ6 members taking a Facebook Live video of Big Al outside their house, like slashing their tires and they...
Can you imagine?
I think Big Al needs to take his wallet.
Iggy, I have a match play tournament at Old Morrison. Can you caddy for me? It's from DJ's Range Mat.
Sure. I'm not walking. We'll be in a cart.
Oh, wow. You have rules.
Well, yeah, I'm not walking, but I'll get your yardage and help you read putts if you want.
That's it? You get paid for that?
I'm guessing I'll get paid. I'm not doing it for free.
Got a loop today, then. Match play.
Oh, today? No, I'm playing today. Well, I can't today.
That'd be a pretty good full-time job if you get
still
it.
Playing today?
Drive people around. Yeah, I have to carry the bag.
I'm busy today. Can't do it today.
Right. Gonna shave some strokes, Doug. We might come up here to Kirkwood Brewhouse, have a taste afterwards if you want to come up. Just like a little nip.
Well, yeah, a lot of celebrities. I saw Matt Adams in there yesterday.
Really?
You just rub elbows with celebs.
Is he the biggest celebrity you've had in there yet, Tim?
Besides Tim?
Okay.
God, I feel like for whatever reason, well, I mean, I think probably Clay is bigger than Matt Adams, wouldn't you say? I mean, nationally.
Why do you hate Cardinal fans?
I don't know. I mean, like, locally, Matt Adams, I would have guessed. I think Travis Ford eats there. And then I think Keisha Gray.
Keisha Gray's been in there, has she?
She did bang somebody at that airport this morning. What is the deal with that?
Plus, I thought I saw UL Washington in there. He had a toothpick in his...
Oh, yeah.
The Royals runner.
Oh, so here's what happened with Keisha Gray at the airport.
What?
Somebody, because they, you know, people feel bad for her with this thing with the Year of the Ricky, the breakup, and she's been, you know, expressing herself, i.e., seeking attention on Twitter about it. And when she talked about how she just banged somebody at the bathroom at the airport, Jeff Mentkin wrote to her. You know him?
I don't know Mentkin.
Obviously, you're on boyfriend number three. And she wrote back, ha ha, know a random that paid for my luggage. Always keep the magnums in my pocketbook.
Well, she seems like a luggage. Sweet person.
Not whorish at all.
You know, at this point, I think we might as well just go and do Thriller start to finish.
I mean, on a continuous point. Loop, maybe.
So all you got to do is pay for her luggage to get laid?
Well, apparently it worked for this random.
The Colonel has just tweeted something out. This actually is newsworthy.
About this airport hookup?
he says he is now being told that Missouri and Kansas are, quote, working to get something finalized for pay-per-view for Sunday's game and should know something today.
Nice.
Yeah. I figured something would
I'll
work out.
I'll watch that over NFL.
If you're raising money for hurricane relief, I can't believe the NCAA would stand in the way of that.
Doug, what price would be too much? What if they said it's $49.95? Would you buy it?
It won't be that expensive.
Probably not.
$19.99.
Yeah, maybe then.
That's what I'd price it at.
It'll be about twice what you think it should be.
I guess I'm going to put $29.95 on it. $29.95.
I'm going to put $19.99. My company can handle all the marketing. And
oh, wow.
For, you know, there's no upfront cost. We just take the handling fee standard, 65%.
Well,
so everyone
bad.
Makes out. Yeah, everyone makes out.
So then the schools chop up the $7 left over.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, but
when you say
a lot of
handling fee, there, that just means I'm going to cash the check. Or there's really no handling that you have to do.
We do have to handle the funds, our end, but also I'll get out there marketing. It's an elaborate marketing campaign where I tweet once about it. And there's a cost associated with it.
Right. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Well, 65% is a pretty good deal.
Yeah. No, I mean for the schools.
For the schools
and
it's a good
kids.
Deal. Yeah.
JHE is mostly about the kids. Mostly about the kids.
And the cash.
Mostly about the kids. If there's cash, you know, that's the price of doing business, I guess.
Doug Porter tweeted out that this ain't no scrimmage. Kid's going to be a star. It's from the Lynnwood Recreator.
I wouldn't think it'd be a scrimmage either.
Hell no. This is a game.
Yeah.
This is a game, Jack.
It's a game, Jack.
And maybe this will be, hey, they saw we sold this out in less than 10 minutes. Why don't we do this every year?
Start every season with a game in Kansas City. That would make sense.
Maybe on like, but they all go outside the, well, not necessarily outside the country, but those tournaments like in warm weather locations right around Thanksgiving, don't they? Because otherwise, like a Wednesday, like that, like Thanksgiving night,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah,
I mean, granted, I'd be in Kansas City, but.
That would make sense, though.
Because you can't do it with the bragging rights. That'd be the knees. Yeah, that'd be the move. But I mean, I think they all go out of.
Football should start every year with a game against Kansas, too.
Agreed. That's
Arrowhead
what the patrol
Stadium,
said.
Maybe.
Yep.
That's
he said do a rotation of three. Campus, Columbia Campus, Lawrence, and then Arrowhead. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
That would be
yeah.
the move. I have a feeling that's going to happen. And I think what's taking place here with the scrimmage might be a key thawing in the relationship.
Don't say thawing. I'd like to see Mizzou play Illinois again in football. Kansas and Illinois should be two of their non-conference games every year.
Kind of a fun game against Idaho coming up Saturday.
Yeah, I don't need to see that. I have to, but I don't really need to see that.
You can make fun of the opponent all you want, but the world sees it as an 11 o'clock, the much coveted 11 a.m. start.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to stay up so late.
Doug, are you traveling anywhere in the near future? I'll pay for the baggage fees and then pay for your butt abortion?
What
the hell does that even mean?
I don't know, but I would like to know the name on it.
Zambo.
Zambo has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing it in a Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule with the right business products. Locally owned and operated business that can brand ink, pens, business cards, can coolies, magnets, and so much more. Call Brian Mode at 618-227-4109 to get started today. Thank you, Wrightsy.
Guys, I ate at Kirkwood Brewhouse 2 weeks ago, and Freddie Prinze Jr. was there with his business manager. He's from St. Louis. I thought he was doing an audio postcard with Iggy. Is Freddie Prinze Jr. there? Anybody know about that? Doug, he was in the film She's All That in 1999. He also was in Summer Catch.
And Chico and the Man, a very popular sitcom.
Was his father.
That was his father.
Yeah. The late, great Freddie Prinze.
You know, what was the catchphrase from that one? Do you remember that? Looking good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Looking good.
Every sitcom right. had to have a right. catchphrase.
Different
Dynamite.
Strokes. I grew up on What You Talking About. I loved it. Nothing made me happier than What You Talking About. And then they tried to give one to the great Todd Bridges. You know what his was, Doug? Do you remember it?
No.
Say what? But it didn't catch
no,
like What You
that's
Talking
not
About.
As powerful. What you talking about?
Yeah, the catchphrase goes to the star, like Jimmy Walker and
Dynamite, who I saw working out at this Gold's Gym, which we are right next to, about 5 months ago.
Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker was bench pressing at Gold's Gym.
Why?
I could not believe it.
What was he doing there?
It was like it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You thought I was pulling a prank, probably.
I was just like, how random could this be? And then I looked, and I'm like, okay. And he happened to be performing at Helium in St. Louis. Now, why he was at the Gold's Gym in Kirkwood, I don't know, but he was, and he was benching.
He was making the rounds.
How old is he now?
What do you think he is? I'm going to make a play in 68.
Yeah, I would think at least.
What about net worth?
$5 million?
No, let's say $15
million. Think
really?
So, really?
Maybe.
And the answer is...
He was a pretty big star there for a while.
Yeah, but back then, residuals weren't a big deal. $1.5 million.
Really? That explains why he's still working, I guess. Not that
maybe
that's a bad net worth, but
So are you saying Hollywood for a I didn't time. Make much money because I'm working out at Gold's Gym?
Well, it could be a correlation there.
Kelly Chase is with us. No more Jimmy Walker talk. It's time for Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart. Doug, we're with our new co-host, Pete, and Kelly Chase joins us here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Good morning, Chaser.
Good morning, gentlemen.
This is Pete.
Hey, Chase.
Hey, Pete. How's things going? It sounds like you're really into it, too. You and I are both as enthused as each other.
Chaser, are you in Denver?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. There was a time confusion thing, and it led to us. Doug, I mean, some people think we wandered in the 8 o'clock hour when we thought we had Chase, but I don't feel like it. I feel like it was well mapped out.
Right, felt pretty good.
And it was a great segment. How about how well the Blues played last night? I mean, that was, I realized that, the Blackhawks got some goals, and cosmetically it changed the way it would appear to somebody just glancing at box scores, but that was a hell of a performance for about, Doug, I don't know, what do you say, 56 minutes or so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it was an entire game. I don't know what the Hawks were. I've never seen them so lethargic to giveaways. A little bit to do with some puck bounces, but I honestly believe the Blues earned those. So I think Quenneville hit the nail on the head when he just said they were really good and we were awful and brutal or whatever he said. We were brutal. So, you don't see that often out of that group. And but the Blues, I think they earned it. Let's face it, that's a good hockey club they played, and it was a test for them. They were prepared for it. So I like the way they played. I like the energy out of them. I thought Steen gives them a different look to come back and be effective in it, and he was. And so, that's encouraging because that's something, again, that, with all of the guys you have injured. And a little bit of a scary moment with Schwartz going into the wall, too. As you know, while he's been playing, that would have been something that they wouldn't have been able to get over, I don't think.
And at that moment, the way he made his way off the ice, it looked like, all right, he's at least done for the rest of the game. And back he was a few minutes later.
Yeah,
this is Pete.
He's lucky. The way he caught an edge and went in, if his head would have went the other way, we would have been having a completely different discussion today. So that's a blessing, and I'm sure he's going to be really sore today. But he came back out and did what the hockey players do, and he just kept playing. That's great.
He looks like he's ready to evolve into really one of the top players in the league. What do you think is the ceiling for him? How good can Schwartz be?
Well, I think there's two things. I agree with you. First of all, I think he's taken that next step to where he wants to be that guy too. I think he's taken ownership of kind of his own career and said, you know what, I feel like I can contribute more and I want to. So now, let's just find out. And his speed seems to be the big thing. Like, he's using his speed when he has the puck, not just when he doesn't have the puck. So it's not where, hey, let's, have a foot race to get to it. It's when he's got it, the first thing he does is take about three or four steps out of the hole and takes off. And I think that creates some space for him. So it seems like he's got more time for plays. And, man, I'll tell you what, the relationship with him and Shen on the ice right now is pretty spectacular. So for, quite an addition. I know it's been beaten to death, but I can't help but think what they would have had with Fabry and, Sanford, Berto, and everybody being healthy right now. Because, that's an entire, at least an entire three, an entire line yet of depth that they would have had out on that ice. And that's, to me, would have been impressive. But again, what they're doing right now without that is equally as impressive.
And part of that is Jake Allen has played so well. He had an unbelievable save last night. Wasn't tested a whole bunch, but played very well. We saw last year he was great in stretches, had that one stretch where he wasn't so good. Do you think he's past all that and we're going to just see consistent Jake Allen this season?
Well, so far we certainly have. I mean, you know, even in the losses, there's nothing that you could, you know, shame him for. He's been awesome. He's been a star in every game he's been in. But yet last night, you know, until the penalties, you know, the whole charade where we're going to have to try and even him up. It starts with PRV's call, which was weak. And then, you know, the rest of them were pretty much dead on the calls. They were right. But once you get one, it seems to compound, and it's how quickly a game can change. And so he was fantastic, pushing them to the point where they were getting frustrated. Taves coming to the bench, shaking his head a couple times on the power play. And I think that made a huge impact on the game, because if they get one early in that power play in the third and then have another one that starts to sting you, where they believe they're getting themselves back in it. And it got to that point, I think, right at the end. Of course, they had to have six attackers for that. But I think, you know, Jake was outstanding in that hockey game.
It seems like everything Mike Yeo has done has worked out amazingly well. Do you notice a difference at all in the way they play under Yeo than under Hitchcock?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that the defense are way more active. I think that there's a little bit more patience with the young guys. Like, you'll see Vince Dunn, who's really evolving. I mean, I love the way the kid played. I thought that was the best game of the year last night. I think seeing him out in situations with, you know, a minute left in a game or a minute left in a period is something we may not be accustomed to in the last few years. But that's just the sense of comfort that coaches have with certain players. And I think Hitch is, if you're an older guy, you know, Hitch loved his journeyman. He loved guys that he felt comfortable with older guys playing in situations most of the time that young guys he didn't give that opportunity to. So, I mean, major difference probably there. But, you know, and then he's just got the defense active more. I don't think he's just, you know, caught up in, hey, you better get your rear end back all the time because, you know, we got to defend. I think he's more of the, hey, go ahead and go forward and let's try and create. And I think in the league now, if you don't get five guys creating on the ice at all times, then you're setting yourself up for failure. And I think that they've done a really good job of that. I think I really like the way that, you know, Mike's got, you know, he's got a good rapport with guys. He takes the time to turn around and chat with the guys and just communicate. And I think that, you know, that's part of your coaching. That's the job now, is to manage people more than it is to be technical.
You mentioned how well Shen is blending in. When they got him, were you aware that he scores goals? Most of them came on the power play. That seemed like a plus. Were you aware that he's so well-rounded, that he does a lot of things well?
Well, I'm fairly versed on Shen, Cat, because I actually work in the league and I pay attention to the guys from Saskatchewan, who he is, and, you know, and like, say
this is
movie.
Pete, by the way.
Yeah, this is Pete. He's a new guy.
He hadn't seen your movie.
Yeah. Well, he was probably raking leaves at Wainwright's, because they're not quite done with the Cardinals yet. You think he'd be enough when you were done raking leaves? You're going to have to come up with the $7 for the guy. If
no, I have. I mean, Jim has. Oh, this is Pete. Yeah. Jim has Netflix. He just hasn't gotten a chance to see it. And he told me, in fact, he left me a note that said, if he has to get it on his phone on iTunes, he'll do that. It's not a cost situation, says Jim. This is Pete.
You have Netflix, and Jim still hasn't seen it, huh?
No, yeah, not yet.
That's the word we got.
He's been busy, he says.
Raking leaves.
I think it'd be a way better segment if Pete didn't talk anyway, so.
Doug, it's tough to crack in this market. Right, another example. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe what we'll do is next week, when he still hasn't watched it, we'll play him on the sidelines for a segment or two.
Yeah, you'll have to sit one out, Pete. Chase, aren't like a bunch of people coming out to Las Vegas? You know that Las Vegas thing. I love that. A bunch of people coming out, like a bunch of sponsors and season ticket holders heading out there. People are excited about that this weekend.
Well, it's funny. Because, well, we, I mean, Have you talked to anybody that's coming up? Are you going on?
I wish I could. I have the young tyke now, but I heard Cam talking about it, and another guy who I know who's an advertiser was talking about how he would love to, but he just also just had a baby. But it seems like a bunch of people are coming out there.
It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's great is what it is, but it's unbelievable how many people are rolling out there. It's awesome. I was we get 50 tickets on the road that of course you have to pay for your tickets and when you're in the other team's building still, but they set aside 50 for you to purchase. I mean, we're not even close. I don't know how many more tickets. Like, we got people. I'm like, listen, this is like a Blackhawks Blues playoff game with tickets. I got no
really?
Tickets. Up. Yeah, it's awesome. So, got a lot of friends. And what's amazing is how many people from Saskatchewan are coming. And the reason is because they can fly direct out of Saskatoon to Las Vegas. They don't have a team in that province, and they're making the Knights their team. Huh. In other words, they're buying season tickets. I guess there's like almost a 15% out of town season ticket deal going on. Like, 15% of the season tickets are from out of town people.
Huh.
But the guys from Saskatchewan, they love it. They get a chance to have a holiday. They have a company up there. They send their clients down. So people that are going, so like, guys will combine on a set of season tickets from Saskatchewan and love it because they that's their team. They don't have a team in that province, and they kind of adopted the Knights. So it's pretty funny. Like, I got a call from a few guys from there that are going up, and they're like, yeah, man, we bought season tickets. I'm like, you what? And they've adopted them as their team, so they've got a following already, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, when I've seen some highlights, it seems like that building's been packed. I know
they've
got
a pretty good roster too. I mean, they're
off to
a good
expansion
start.
Team. It's a lot different than like when the Ottawa Senators came into the league.
Well, they've got a coach, and their team. I don't know if the roster's as good as goaltending, unbelievable. And then what they have is they've got a coach, and he's coaching, young guys that are enthusiastic, certainly, but he's coaching to kind of, they're going to be low scoring. They don't have it. He's coaching the lineup he has, put it that way. And I mean, look at, they're winning, and people are like pumped there about it. It's awesome. So I'm happy for them. I can't imagine how frustrating it must be for the Knights knowing the football team rolls in there, the city opens the doors, gives them all kinds of money, whereas, the owner had to go and cough up, he's building the building. He had to spend all this money, and the NFL walks in there and they get handed, here, the keys to the city sort of thing. But as I see, I've read a couple articles, but I think they're starting to change their tune a little bit there in Vegas with their council and their people and their political people in charge, because the Knights right now have taken over that city, and the people love them. And I think it's awesome. They're great for our league. And we've always said, the first team to Vegas wins, and I think these guys, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, right? I am too. I think it's a great thing, and I'm thrilled. It's going to be a super cool weekend for you guys, hanging out, and a bunch of fans and season ticket holders and sponsors coming out there. Doug, I wish I could go. I wish I could go.
Yeah, me too.
I know this is usually inappropriate. If it is, just smack me around with Pete. But where will the teams – will all the teams stay at the same hotel? Is there like a deal with one of the league with a Vegas hotel, or will teams spend – their time at different places?
No, I think that you get an opportunity to, they shop it with different places, and it's sort of what you're, do you want to be, have the casinos ringing when you walk through to go to the game, or are you going to use, a separate entrance sort of place? And it's hard to avoid the gambling part
right
of it there. So the Blues have got themselves set up pretty well, and I know that there's a few teams that have stayed there that said it was great at the spot they're staying. So it'll be good. Unfortunately, I have to go right after the game. I have to fly to Toronto. I'm on the executive committee for the Alumni Association, and the league meetings are on Sunday night, Monday morning. They were actually, I know it's not a big thing, but Gord Downie passed away with a tragically hip. And
yeah.
They were going to do a little thing at our meetings as well on Monday, because they're presenting the Man of the Year award to Mario Lemieux, and we were going to have them there and do a little gig. So it's unfortunate for Canada, but I am going to have to leave, so I don't get to soak it in for the extra night after the game. But I think that I think everybody that's going from St. Louis is going to have a hell of a time.
Quite a
group or gathering of people going.
Ah, so strong. Blues tonight, or Blues and Avalanche, and then Blues in Las Vegas, Doug. The 5-1 Las Vegas Golden Knights. Right. 5-1 through six games. Chaser, appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
All right, good talk, boys.
Thanks, Chase.
Hi, thank you,
Kelly Chase. Chase brought to you by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
And I'd like to be going out there this weekend.
What would you, with that voice, it sounds like maybe you'd be up to something nefarious.
There's a lot of sapphic play there.
Well,
and Thunder Down Under.
They got a spot out there.
How great would that be to like
go to Thunder Down Under?
To go to like In-N-Out and then drive over and see Thunder Down Under and then shoot on over to T-Mobile Center and watch the Blues and the Knights.
What if you befriended some of the Thunder Down Under performers and they went to the game with you? Now that would be like
tough to get a
would
ticket.
That be weird? Like would like Chase notice that I'd be with like a
guy dressed as a cowboy? Might be.
Guy wearing chaps.
Assless.
Right.
Ringside.
Would Caruso pull my credential if I brought him into the press box?
Probably so. Probably so.
No, I can't.
I think Dillian Harper's there this weekend.
Doug, is that true?
I don't know.
Feature dancing.
How would you know that?
He's friends with Dillian.
I follow her on Twitter, too.
Do you? She announced that.
Time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hey, Reka Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After Scowl, Doug. Complete exhaustion. That's the only way I can describe my toned muscles right now. Her touch was so warm and tender. Guys, my sweet, drenched body completely surrendered. Beautiful is when candy takes you from behind. She rocked me gently. She rocked me slowly. She made it sleazy. Don't you know how? That I have never been tongue-punched like that before.
It's a great Andy Kim song used in a filthy way.
It's from Bikini Model Brittany. God, this is getting really...
Bikini Model Brittany.
Iggy, can you get these two there for Foot Fetish Friday on Thursday at Hot Shots Webster? This
is hot. Text Miller.
That's actually Kevin Miller. Is that who that is?
Hey, guys, I've really been enjoying Construction Carl's tips the past few days. And I decided to build my very own touch tunnel in the backyard. Remember that time Carl said he was doing concrete work and he and his stepdad couldn't keep their fingers out of each other?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that happens. Anyway, we're using the touch tunnel as a training tool for deciphering between real dads and stepdads. Should we get caught up in a dimly lit orgy, like, say, a Vianney father-son dance or strong father figure weekend at the zoo? There are benefits for both sides because, well, the obvious one, but also no dad should ever have to worry about accidentally banging his ex-wife's current lover. Yeah, I guess that's something that...
It just wouldn't be right if you took that kind of stress on yourself.
Takes that's a whole other term on Eskimo Brothers right there.
Nice plowhawk. It's been a big hit so far, but sometimes my neighbor likes to sneak in there while we're hanging meat, and I'm like, no, Jeff, your yard is a mess, and your dog barks too much. Get out of here. Thanks, man who bowls at Hanks.
Wow. Matt, who bowls right there at Hanks.
He's leading the month, too. He might get himself a fourth W there. Be-do-bop. Hi, it's Colin again with your daily construction tip. And remember, Colin will give you just the tip, and you'll love it. Today, I'll be learning you how to stain a deck thanks to a fan pin post from Darbsy.
Nice.
Well, Darbsy, here you go. Step one, set up drip protection under the deck.
Right.
Step two, clear decking boards of debris.
Makes sense.
Step three, test stain on an inconspicuous spot of the deck to ensure color satisfaction.
Pretty smart, yeah.
Step six. Now, I notice he stepped four and five. Skipped
it.
Use a stain brush and paint stain on evenly and liberally. Step 7. Repeat as desired and voila, you have a stained deck. Till next time, I'm... Oh, wait. I almost forgot steps 4 and 5. Sorry, I get nervous around Tim. Step 4. Slather up your stepdad's nude silhouette in the finest of clover honey. Step 5. Engage in a mashing of man clams with the guy your mom has chosen to raise you. And voila, you have a stained deck. Till next time, I'm Colin. That's Cucky, the Queen of Cucks.
Cucky, the Queen of Cucks.
These are helpful tips.
Yeah, I enjoy the construction tips.
Guys, Plops here. Cat, congrats on the podcast. I'd bet the coolest thing about having your own podcast is having people constantly tell you how they think you should operate your podcast. Well, here's my 2 cents. Hanukkah begins at sundown on December 12th. That night, we debut a new episode, and your guest is none other than short-tenured WWF baseball-themed jobber Abe Knuckleball Schwartz. He's basic. He's baseball-y. He's J-H-E. He's a born showman is what he is. I thought of this last night while I was up to my bicep in that Macho Man impersonator. Second, yesterday Iggy chimed in with a story about one of his four go-to topics, the lesbian neighbors. He said, last night I gave Alina's pizza to the lesbians. I said, here, eat this, and if you like it, go on their Facebook page and read it. So guys, I'm trying to picture this. If these two Beeve enthusiasts, is that Jerry Mathers?
It must be. What else could it possibly be?
Enjoy this frozen pizza given to them by a 62-year-old man in the parking lot of an apartment complex. Then they're to sit down at their computer, pull up the Facebook page of the manufacturer, and just start reading it for the rest of the evening. Do they have to? If so, how far down the timeline are they required to go in order to fulfill this bizarre deal? Or do you just have a slip of the tongue because, once again, 15 words into a story, he realized he was making something up out of the clear blue sky. Please advise. That's from Misty Plops.
Misty Plops.
I will say I'm getting older every day in his post. I know that. I'm gaining a year every day.
Morn. Well, the Blues took things to another level last night, and it's great. Just picturing the delectable Jaden Schwartz hoisting the chalice down market brings a warm feeling over me. You know that feeling you get when you're dropping Tinky at the family arena urinal. And you can tell the jet next to you recently enjoyed asparagus as his warm splashback grazes your arm and has that familiar umami flavor. You know that feeling you get when a local boy twink peels back your butt shrubs with his teeth, only to press his naughty tongue against your prostate.
Now that's enough!
And then it gets extremely graphic.
Who was it?
Twink about a tall 12,000. He included a picture, and this time he doesn't wear his shirt. But he has a mustache.
Doug, that's
picture.
Him.
I don't need the picture.
That's him.
Yeah, man. I know it is. Tunnels 12,000 just got himself suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. I don't expect it felt very good.
Howdy, Jug, Tim, and Pete. Iggy said the only photo of him is one where he's potty training with a phone in his hand. Even then, he was lining up guests like Soupy Sales and Betty Page to be on the make-believe radio show in his mind. I picture Iggy as a youngster building a pretend studio out of Legos. In one hand, he holds a Howdy Doody puppet, Iggy. This hit me like a bolt of lightning. We pulled all your Barbies and they agree we should change programming for an all-girl audience. In his other hand, Iggy has one of his Fisher-Price little people painted orange. Screw you, boss man. He trots the little person out to a bar patio made from Lincoln Logs. I'm having a smoke and a beer. Iggy, his mother calls. Lunchtime. What will it be? Gerber's butternut squash again? Or do you want me to reheat the roast beef box lunch you stole from Country Day? Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. And that's an invite. There's more, but I can't.
And they're good ones.
Speech.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks, was good. Cucky was good. Misty Plops. Those are my top three. I'm going Cucky.
You know what? I'll go Cucky as well.
Wow. I thought Misty Plops was a lock on this one.
No.
And they were great. Cucky. Cucky's starting to kind of keep an eye on this now.
Well, you not only get an email, but you get useful tips from around the house.
But he talked about mashing clams with his stepfather. How'd
I guess he had a clam bake later. They were going to have seafood gumbo or something.
Frank is up next with the Hollywood Casino Press Box for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFS.